Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're diving into the simmering pot of software development in the age of AI.
Ooh, spicy topic. It feels like every other day there's a new article about how AI is going to replace developers.
Right? It's like a constant pressure cooker of anxiety. But today, we're turning down the heat and focusing on what makes us, human developers, indispensable, at least for now.
So what's the secret sauce? How do we stay relevant when AI can churn out code faster than you can say hello world?
Context, my friend. It's the ingredient AI lacks. Think of it like this. AI is a brilliant recipe follower, but it can't improvise. It can't taste test the code and adjust on the fly. It doesn't understand the nuances of user behavior, the quirks of different systems, or the ripple effects of seemingly small changes.
So, like an AI wouldn't know that using epoch time for network communication is a recipe for disaster.
Precisely. Like Carl mentioned in the input text, sticking with epoch time, despite the existence of ISO 8601, caused a bunch of time zone bugs for those delivery drivers. An experienced developer would know to at least anticipate those issues, or even better, prevent them entirely. They develop a kind of bug radar over time, you know? It's like they can smell trouble brewing.
I get it. It's like the difference between following a recipe and actually understanding how flavors interact. You can't learn that from a book, only through experience.
Exactly. And that experience of shipping code, seeing it break in the real world, figuring out why it broke, that's the kind of learning that AI just can't replicate yet. It's like seasoning a dish. A little bit of real-world experience goes a long way.
But how do we, as developers, actively cultivate this contextual cooking skill?
Embrace bugs. I know, it sounds crazy, but bugs are our best teachers. They're little flavor bombs of insight telling us what went wrong and, crucially, how we can do better next time.
You mean don't just slap a Band-Aid on the problem and move on?
Exactly. Dig deep. Understand the root cause. Ask yourself, what assumptions did I make that led to this? What could I have done differently? Then, most importantly, apply those lessons to future projects. It's like refining your palate, getting better at recognizing subtle nuances in your code.
So bugs are like taste tests for our code?
Ha! I like that. And another thing Carl mentions is working outside your comfort zone. He actually bought stuff from Amazon just to test the system he was building. Talk about dedication. That's the kind of initiative that helps you understand the bigger picture and see potential problems before they happen.
I'm not sure my wallet could handle that, but I get the point. It's about actively seeking out different perspectives and experiences.
Right. Now, Carl does suggest that side projects are the ultimate testing ground for this kind of contextual learning. I mean, starting your own software as a service project? That's like opening your own restaurant. You're the chef, the waiter, and the dishwasher.
Intense, but it sounds like an incredible way to level up your skills.
Absolutely. And hey, even if you don't have a side hustle, you can still try to get involved in different parts of the software development lifecycle. Talk to QA. Understand their pain points. Chat with the operations team. See what keeps them up at night.
So the key takeaway is to become a more well-rounded, context-aware developer.
Yes, embrace the complexities of the real world, learn from your mistakes, and always be willing to experiment. Those are the ingredients that AI can't replicate yet. And on that note, thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll see you next time for more delicious discussions on cooking and technology. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.